This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A story now about a financial services company. It does credit cards and insurance and checking and savings accounts. But it only does them for a relatively small group of people, active duty military, veterans, and their families. And just like its clientele is different, so are the people who work there and what you might call their on-the-job training. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from San Antonio on the curious case of USAA.
It is 3 a.m, definitely not banker's hours. I've set multiple alarms to make sure I get up. I absolutely need to be on time because the guy I'm meeting at USAA does not tolerate tardiness.
Hey, Private, you better correct that right now. Get down and push.
That's Gil Lombana, an Army Reserve drill sergeant, and he's just warming up. There are buses full of bankers on the way. He and others in uniform are about to give them several hours of hell. As each bus rolls up, drill instructors bang on it. The USAA employees get off fast. They run through the early morning darkness to a field as smoke machines, strobe lights, and loudspeakers simulate combat. The drill instructors get right in their face.
You think I played with you?
It is not like this at Citibank. USAA bankers go through this so they can really know their customers. Among them, Jessica Allison, who works in real estate, not a field where she's likely to learn the name of the Navy's top officer.
Who is the CNO? All your shipmates are just screaming it.
The CNO is...
The answer doesn't come fast enough.
On the ground.
The drill instructor makes her do a push-up for each word of the correct answer, twice. There are also waves of sit-ups and side straddle hops, or what civilians call jumping jacks. Let's step away from boot camp for a bit and take a look inside headquarters.
Oh, there's a photograph.
That's our time.
I run into Ron and Alice Fuller, both veterans and longtime USAA members. They're looking at artifacts on display for tourists. Yes, tourists. I'd never heard of anyone touring a bank or insurance headquarters, so I ask why.
We have a lot of confidence in them, and so we thought it would be just a neat idea to come by and see. And I'm very impressed. This is very, very impressive.
It may sound a little cultish to tour a bank building, but I kind of get it. Both my parents were in the military, so I'm a member, and I've seen people get emotional about the company. Often, when I swipe my USAA credit card, people see the Rippled Eagle logo, and they want to talk about how happy they are to be members. That just doesn't happen with my Discover card.
Hi, this is Marissa with USAA. How may I assist you today?
Part of what members love about USAA is the customer service. Year after year, folks in this call center put them at or near the top of various client satisfaction rankings. Customer experience consultant Bruce Temkin says a key to USAA's success is its singular focus on the military.
If you serve just one type of customer, it's easy to understand their needs and to serve them better.
That helped USAA thrive, even in the downturn. But now it's got a problem. Big banks are attacking its turf. Morningstar analyst Jim Sinegal says mega banks want military clients who are stable and profitable.
Military jobs are typically long-term, very secure, very little risk of a person going out and losing that job. It's steady pay. It's generally directly deposited.
USAA is odd in the financial world, basically an insurance company that got into banking 30 years ago. The bank is relatively young and tiny compared to America's financial giants. They are now stealing pages from USAA's playbook, crowing about hiring veterans and offering military deals. USAA faces a tough battle, and it's scaling up and fighting back.
USAA Bank proudly serves current and former military members and their families.
It recently launched national advertising after doing practically none in its history. Their marketing is puny compared to banking's giants. But when it comes to understanding the military customer, Bank President David Boney says other banks will never match USAA.
From a pride standpoint, we think we do it better than anybody and that we want to make sure that the competitors don't get a foothold in this group.
Turn up the volume!
Which brings us back to boot camp, which ends in a run. I jog alongside Jessica Allison.
I'm hanging in there.
I got called out for messing up their line, so I'm trying not to get anybody in trouble. I'm going to keep to the sidelines.
Drill instructors applaud the sweaty bankers as they finish. I'm curious if the info she suffered for stuck. So who is the chief of naval operations again?
Admiral Jonathan Greenert.
Correct. Armed with new knowledge of the stress of military life, Allison says she's now better able to serve clients. That's vital to USAA's future, defending its military territory by knowing it best. In San Antonio, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.